Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with the Nelsons from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. Both Peter and Mom Anita are here in the studio taking your calls and questions. And we're chatting about everything green because we are moving towards green. We're going to be growing and nurturing our lawns and our landscaping and our trees. We talked a lot about trees earlier. We can't forget about our trees. We also have a website. I know you know this, homeshowgardenpros.com, and listeners can send in questions, and we get questions during the week, all week long, and they can send in pictures also, which is very cool. But we have got a list of these questions that are coming in to homeshowgardenpros.com, and then remind you, you can also call at 281-833-3333. We're really good at figuring things out on the radio. 281-833-3333. So we've got a call. We have a question here from Philippe, and we've sort of talked about this a little bit, but let's remind him. He says, what will be the best course of action after this drought over our grass? And he writes it all in caps. I love it. He is as frustrated as we all are. So, Philippe, let's touch again. We've got this grass that is damaged. What are we going to do?
We need to get nutrients back in it.
I mean, okay, nutrients is the top thing.
So I would recommend a thin layer of a compost. You know, the finer the better.
Right.
You know, the fine screen leaf mold compost is great because it's so fine. It almost immediately starts breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what we did at your yard to recover it from the winter and all the, you know, the work you had done.
Right.
And then I bet we're going to have a lot of bare spots in lawns and grass due to the heat.
Maybe not so even, but we've got spots. Yeah.
Correct. And I think we got to be careful that those are areas that we're potentially going to get some weeds coming in.
So
we may want to consider, you know, I'm not this is what I would do, and this is what I've been telling clients, is when the time's right, doing some sort of potential a weed and feed
to get,
you know, I know we don't want to use that product around trees, but I think we might need to have something to where we kind of inhibit the weeds coming up in those damaged and bare spots.
Right.
So the grass can then recover.
Right.
And fill back in. And, you know, and I know Nelson, Nelson's makes
a really good one.
Yes.
The customer's been very happy with it.
Yes. I don't know if it's Bruce's Brew or it's, I think it's the other one.
I can't remember the name.
Yes. I'm terrible with the names. There's so many good
products. Yeah. So
point.
Nelson Plant, but all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry Nelson Plant Food. And that's what you're talking about. I know they have the Turf Star and the Slow and Easy, Bruce's Brew and the Feather Like.
Yeah, I think it was the Turf Star.
Okay.
It has some of that preventative weed stuff in it.
Yeah, okay. Well, so basically nutrients, and we need to get going on that. And
what about brown patch?
Right, may be moving into brown patch,
yes.
But does that come when we've had lots of rain?
Typically, it's a rain issue.
Okay,
but
all
you
right.
know, if we get a wet September, you know, you could start noticing that. I know you were worried on that one spot, and yours it ended up being an area that the sprinkler wasn't getting to.
Right. Okay,
but I think brown patch from MicroLife has everything in it that 624 has,
yes.
64. Mm-hmm. Why not use that?
Good point.
It's a good preventative.
To keep it from happening.
That's a great time of year to use
this
it.
This is the time to use it.
Yeah, a step ahead of the brown patch. How about that?
Yeah,
so the MicroLife product, and it's in a brown and white bag. It's pretty easy to find. All of our Home Show Garden Pros carry it. So good. All right, well, we will let Philippe know his little steps to getting that grass back to growing. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we'll talk with Scott after this.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite, A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens' talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. no matter what the season. Find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi there, gardeners. It's Shelby from Nature's Way Resources. I'm here today to tell you about our organic native hardwood mulch. If you want to protect your plants in the summer heat, our mulch acts as a shield against extreme temperatures, regulating the soil and keeping it cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Your plants will thank you as they thrive in the perfect environment. The best part about our organic hardwood mulch is that they break down. Over time, they enrich the soil with vital nutrients, promoting healthy root growth and lush foliage. Now, if you're worried about sustainability, with our organic hardwood mulch, you can garden with a clear conscience. It's sourced responsibly, ensuring minimal impact on the environment. It's a win-win for you and for Mother Nature. If you're ready to transform your garden into a thriving oasis, visit Nature's Way Resources in Conroe, Texas today and ask about our organic hardwood mulches. It's the secret to your gardening success. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Anita Nelson and Peter Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And just to remind you, this is a co-op of Home Show Garden Pro experts. They know everything about lawn, garden, landscaping, soils, whatever our needs are outside. They are the go-tos for us. And we have a whole group of them who rotate through here every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. And Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is here with us this morning. You have heard from Plants for All Seasons. And actually, Kelly will be here next weekend. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, both Joey and Danny join us. Nature's Way Resources, of course, John Ferguson. And Spring Gardens Nursery, we had Isaac last weekend. So all great locations and just such knowledgeable people and locally owned and operated, and that we love that. So Anita and Peter, we have got Scott on the line for you. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
What do you have for Peter and Anita?
I have a bare lawn. I had about a 20-30 foot oak tree cut down about a year ago.
Yeah.
It devastated my grass. Just went up from underneath the bottom, so all the grass died. Crabgrass came in. Some other stuff that looked like it was from Mars came in. So I had a crew come out and strip the yard.
Good.
Down to soil. I don't want to put down sod. What is my next step?
Is it full sun? This
full
area?
Sun.
And how big area is it? You said it's like 20 by 20, something like that?
It's just a normal front yard, 20 okay. by 20.
And you don't want to put grass back?
I don't want to put sod back because I've already spent a ton of money getting them to strip the yard. So I was trying to find a way to, plant some soil, plant some seed. But how do I prep soil?
Oh, what seed. Okay, you want to start seed.
Well, the only seed you can get is Bermuda, right? You can't get – there's no such thing as
– Yeah, I don't think you can
St. Augustine seed. No.
But, I mean, you may want to do – consider – is it already you already have St. Augustine, you said, Scott?
That's what I had.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, Bermuda is a great choice because it is it doesn't need as much water, and it's tougher to the heat. But, I guess you're going to have to do some research on if you can get St. Augustine in seed or plugs, potentially.
No, I know you can't get it from seed.
Potentially, plugs. And I know Sherry sells the plugs.
Yes, she does.
So if you do the plug route, it would be a lot less than buying, the squares or the sod. I think you can plant those, every couple feet on center. But you're going to want to get some compost down, and I would use the azomite on the front end. And you did strip all the weeds, but there's probably still some weed seeds and roots in there. So
there might be, not much.
Okay.
It looks like a desert.
Okay.
Oh,
that's probably good then for the weeds. They've been cooked. They've been cooked out. So, I think you need to, that soil is stripped of nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get some compost down, some azomite, get the micronutrients,
mm-hmm.
and then potentially one of the fall grass fertilizers before you put plugs in, mm-hmm. and let those, and then get it plenty of water because you're going to need that grass to grow quickly.
Now, so are you open to maybe just some pieces of sod? Because Peter,
yeah,
I think
I've heard you before.
Yeah,
yes.
I think I've heard y'all say that you don't need to lay the whole yard. You can maybe do that. Because the St. Augustine roots really, they can spread if nurtured enough.
Yeah. And Scott, you know, if you've got roughly a 20 by 20 area, that's 400 square feet. A pallet of sod covers about 425 square feet. And there are places around town that will deliver a pallet of sod. The cost to you is the labor of putting it down.
Mm.
But then you could probably get a pallet of sod delivered for couple $100, but then mm-hmm. you got to spread, you know, put it out, and that's a lot of work.
It is.
But that may really be your best bet, because it would at least all be covered, or at least mostly covered.
Mm-hmm.
So you think I should mulch first and prep it?
Compost.
Out?
Yeah, don't do mulch, right. But put some compost down, and then the products we were talking about earlier, azomite and some of the Nelson plant food mm-hmm. fertilizers for grass,
right,
would be a good choice. But I'd get that down ASAP. Just so that it starts preparing and making that soil healthy, and then, you know, when it cools off and you don't want to, you know, pass out from the heat, you know, put a pallet of sod down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I would do sod. If it rains and you've got that bare earth, you have a disaster.
Mess.
Yeah. Sod is the way to go.
Yeah. So start out with some good compost, though. So make sure mm-hmm. that you go and we love the Nature's Way Resources compost. It's just great.
It's only going to take probably 4 bags.
Yeah.
Spread it out thin. So you're looking at 4 bags of compost, pallet of sod, and then, you know, fertilize that sod.
Yeah.
I think you'll be good, Scott, with that. I think it's your best bet. It's some work, but it's your best bet.
Yeah. Steps at a time.
Man.
All right. Thanks very much,
Thank
Scott.
You.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I'm here with the Nelsons from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And you can give them a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. They are your Home Show Garden Pros this morning. We'll talk to you after this.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Double check, double tested. Hi, it's Will from Right Touch Electrical. When you choose Right Touch Electrical, our certified electricians solve your problems with a lifetime workmanship guarantee. On most jobs, our quality control manager inspects and double checks all work, confirming our highest standard of safety. Double checked, double tested. Protecting your home for an honest price with a lifetime workmanship guarantee. We're Tom's Certified Home Show Pros. Right Touch Electrical. Quality with a master's touch. RightTouchElectrical.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. What is on that list? Is it veggie garden questions? Is it landscaping? Do you have a plant you're not sure if it's dead or alive? How do I figure that out? And what do we do about our lawns? I know we've gotten lots of lawn questions, and we talked a lot about lawns and different options for how we can nurture it. But speaking of lawns, we have Best Choice Lawn to choose from, and this will be a great time of year to give Ricky at Best Choice Lawn a call. They do aeration. And I don't know if you've ever seen those aeration machines, but they are huge. They are heavy. You have to rent them, which means you have to pay for them. You have to fill them with gas. You have to figure out how to work it. Don't. Just call Best Choice Lawn. Ricky can get out there with his crew and aerate your lawn. And from what I'm learning from our Home Show Garden Pros, it is a great benefit to your lawn because it gets that oxygen and the nutrients. It helps that go deeper down into your lawn. So Best Choice Lawn is our choice. Give Ricky a call. That's all they do. He will come out and aerate your lawn. He will even compost and top dress it for you, because that's going to be the extra step that really nurtures and helps the water and the nutrients get down deep into your grass. So Ricky and his team are your best choice for lawn aeration. They go all over the Houston area. And to learn more, go to homeshowgardenpros.com for best choice lawn aeration. That is on my list for the fall. We have had folks here at the office already using Ricky, and they said it was so easy. Just give them a call. They come out. You make sure that you label your sprinkler heads. They do the job and they're done. I remember when I was younger and we were in San Antonio, we rented a machine, but we did it as a block. But that's when the husbands were young and we didn't have kids. There was no other, work for us to do. No, I'm not doing that again. Best choice is the best choice for lawn aeration. So we are here at Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 with Anita and Peter Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And you can call us at 281-833-3333 to talk to us about your fall ideas for your garden and lawn. And you can also go to homeshowgardenpros.com, and there is an area that says Ask a Pro. Click on that and you can send in a question. And we went through a question earlier. We've got a list of them here. So here's another one about St. Augustine. This is from Renee, and she says, this is convenient. Is this okay to aerate St. Augustine in September? She wants to know, will it recover in time for the winter? And are there any risks or any advice? My backyard is severely compacted in spots. Okay, so go ahead and jump on that aeration.
Yeah, I mean, plenty of time.
Okay.
So you can definitely get it done. We've got, months of growing season left. Plenty of time for the grass to recover. And I think it's going to recover much quicker and healthier by doing the aeration.
Okay.
If it's as compacted as, she's saying. If
you have some light humates plus.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. If you've got some light compaction or you don't want to, go through the effort of the aeration, humates is, it's not going to happen immediately, but those humates really do help break open a soil.
Okay.
But all right. I think she's got plenty of time for
great.
I know she has plenty of time to get it done.
All righty. So it's not going to do any damage there. No, that's a good option for her. We will definitely send that to her, and we'll send her about best choice for aerating. And you can use the humates plus, because it helps break down that clay soil that most of us have here in the Houston and surrounding areas. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. We are going through some questions we have that listeners have sent in to homeshowgardenpros.com. You can also call Peter and Anita at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we have got, we talked about city restrictions last week a little bit, but I just want to remind folks that there are some water restrictions. So let's just be careful on, making sure that we're all doing our part on that, on conserving water where we can. So we have a question from Penagotis. That's a fun name. Here the question is, once a year around this time it happens with her St. Augustine. She doesn't know what it is. Oh, she sent a picture to us. She doesn't know if it's insects or a disease. So let's see this picture. That looks like a lot of people's lawns.
Yes.
So we're looking at a picture, and I know listeners can't see it, but it's green with patches of yellow and even a few patches of dead.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a severely stressed lawn.
Yeah.
That, probably was growing pretty crazy in May when we were getting rain.
Yep.
And I do think we probably had some accumulation of some organic, almost some thatching type issues, and now this heat is kind of cooking that.
Okay.
I think that lawn, I'd give it a good raking.
Get rid of the darker brown. Okay.
Get some of that that organic that's almost kind of matted up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would do the very thin layer of the leaf mold compost.
Okay.
But, you kind of see it at this time of year. And there's a reason she said it happens, or he said it happens, this time of year every year. August is rough. It's our hottest month.
It is.
And we're all driving around and we're seeing this.
I think he's lucky because I do see green.
Yes,
which is hopeful. Yeah. So from what I'm learning with my St. Augustine is really when you can thatch it up, get some of the dead, and nurture that lawn and soil. The St. Augustine roots are really, they're pretty good about spreading.
They are. It's, you know, it's a, when it's healthy and happy like yours is, it's, it can grow quick and it really can choke out other weeds and issues. So. Yeah.
So I don't think he needs to give up. There's hope in this lawn.
Yeah, he'll be good.
Good, good. All right. Well, we will get back with him with that information on how to nurture that St. Augustine. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with the Nelsons at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy and Fort Bend Road. Easy to find, beautiful location. And they are open and have all sorts of new items in. I know the pottery is a big deal out there, too. You have beautiful pottery and the indoor plants. We haven't even talked about the indoor plants. I know you've got a – I was there last weekend doing some shopping. When I walked in, I was like, wow, lots of indoor plants. So that's an option for folks too. Well, give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
We love our house, except for the humps. Those evil humps lead to bumps. Humps and bumps lead to trips and falls. All because our driveway and sidewalk shifted and lifted. Enough is enough. Tom Tynan says what I need is some CRC. Concrete Raising Corporation. Free estimate. Quick fix. Now those humps and bumps are straight and level. Looks better. Safer too. And they'll do it for you. Concrete Raising Corporation. CRC-Houston.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Don't let the scorching heat stop you from enjoying your lawn and garden. At Plants for All Seasons on 249, we've got you covered with our full-service garden center. We're here to provide answers to all your most perplexing gardening issues. Are summer insects driving you crazy? Don't fret. Our knowledgeable team can help you identify those pesky critters and provide you with effective solutions to keep them at bay. Are you unsure if you're over or underwatering your plants? We understand the struggle. Our experts will guide you through the watering maze and help you figure out the perfect balance for your plants' needs. We're passionate about helping you succeed in all your lawn and garden adventures. Whether you're a seasoned gardener or just starting out, our team is dedicated to providing you with the best advice, tips, and tricks to make your green space flourish. So don't let the summer heat dampen your gardening spirit. Visit Plants for All Seasons on 249 and let us be your go-to resource for all things lawn and garden. From plants to tools, fertilizers to pest control, we've got everything you need to create the garden of your dreams. Plants for All Seasons is located on Highway 249 between Loretta and Jones Road. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we love Kelly. Kelly will be here with us next week from Plants for All Seasons and answering your calls and questions at 281-833-3333. And this morning we have the Nelsons from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Both, we have two of the Nelsons in the house today, Anita and Peter, son and mom. I love it. So we have been answering your calls and questions, or they have, both on the from the website and you calling in at 281-833-3333. And at the break, Anita and I were talking about hummingbirds because I've been sending her texts all week to see if I'm doing this right. So Anita, I've added, now I have four feeders out there.
Oh my.
I know. I'm proud of myself. And I have them spread apart, right? Okay. And sun or shade really doesn't matter?
I have them come to both. I have some in shade and sun.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I have seen two of them. Okay. I've definitely seen them. But they're not like hanging out at the bird feeders yet. So tell me, what should I be expecting in the next few weeks?
I think with this norther that just, well, it's not a norther, but it's
it feels like it.
The north wind has been blowing.
Okay.
So you'll see more hummingbirds come down because they're going to hang, they're going to tail onto the wind coming down. So I think we're going to see more hummers. I haven't seen as many yet.
Okay.
But they'll come to your feeders. It's going to, you know what the problem is, Parrot Peter? It's Peter's fault why you don't have hummingbirds.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He put too many flowers in your yard.
Oh, I know. I know. but I've also heard that they like a variety. They like the flowers and the feeder.
Yeah,
so,
they
do. Mm-hmm. No. I love my, oh my gosh, I just love my backyard.
But you know, Peter said during the break, I've got to get one. And we're like, no, you have to have two. You really have to have more than one. Because what will happen is you'll get one really aggressive hummer that will not let any of the other hummers get near that hummingbird.
Oh, so they're mean, huh?
Yeah. And they aggressive.
Sometimes you've got one that'll try to guard two of them. So that's why I have five.
Okay.
But I just heard that one of my coworkers has eight. So
yes, he has eight.
I got to get three more.
Right. So I was out there last weekend to get another hummingbird feeder. And I just have to remind listeners that I'm not an orange girl, and that comes from being an Aggie.
Well, we're the only ones in Houston that have orange.
I know. So, but it's Astros, as you said, it's Astros orange. Yes. And I was like, well, okay, I could get that for Charlie, but I just still couldn't. So I told the gal who was helping me at Nelson's last weekend, I said, I'm sorry, I just can't buy an orange hummingbird feeder. Yeah. Please find me a red one. So we did red.
And the other thing we have to remind people is you have to clean those feeders out.
Yes.
Especially when it's hot like this, once a week.
Once a week. Okay.
Yeah. That's good. Really clean it out. You know, even, you know, make sure the little feeder parts and.
Well, luckily the feeders we sell don't have a lot of parts that tend to grow mold.
Okay.
Just why rinse, I like them so much.
Rinse them out really well and then start over with new liquid. And you make your own.
I do. I make up simple syrup, you know, which is super consecrated sugar water. And then I mix that in another jug and. But that way I can keep it in the refrigerator because you can keep sugar water out and it'll go bad on you.
Right.
It has to be refrigerated.
Right. So if you buy the liquid, make sure once it's open, put it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. But follow the directions because it was like 3-1 for me. It was three parts water, one part of the concentrate.
Yeah, I don't even worry about that. Because I've seen people say 5-1, 2-3, so I don't care.
I was very careful.
I just pour it in
there
and just add the water and pff, it doesn't matter.
Okay, all right. Because
hummingbird feeder people are going to be on the phone calling and complaining about this.
Okay. Okay, well, Sandy was following the directions.
Yeah.
And Anita's been doing it for much longer than I have. So.
She's a hummingbird cowboy.
That's right.
No, Mike is.
Yeah. Mike
who works for us.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
but I've had like over 100 at my house.
Oh, wow.
There's so many of them, they'll land on your fingers if you hold your finger.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah.
And then even if you live in Houston, our daughter, Peter's sister, Emma, she has a big porch, patio, second floor. She said, I don't think I'm going to get any hummers. I'm up high. I said, just hang it out anyway. And sure enough, I got the...
Good.
They text, I've got hummingbirds.
Did she hang one out or two?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, I bought them for her, so she has more than one.
Well, good. Okay, well, there's hope. So get those hummingbird feeders. Get more than one. Peter, the kids are going to love it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
do it. It's cool.
Oh, it's so
super
fun.
Important this year.
Oh.
Because there are not as many flowers for the birds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because the flowers have been stressed out or the plants have been stressed, harder to produce the flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, great. Well, let's get those hummingbirds, and all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry the feeders and the food. If you want to buy the food also, the liquid concentrate. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will be back after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I love having such a variety of Home Show Garden Pros come in and out of the studio every Saturday morning. And this morning we have the Nelsons from Nelson Nursoon Water Gardens. We have Peter and Anita here taking your calls and your concerns about what's going on in the lawn and the garden and our trees. You know, there's always, it's like when I walk around my backyard and front yard, I always find something. I'm like, uh-oh, what is this? Or what do I do here? I've sent pictures to Peter and Eddie. I'm like, now, do I cut this off now or do I wait? So, you know, I'm lucky enough to have direct contact. And you have one too here at Home Show Garden Pros. And you can give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we have Lee on the line. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good. Great. Thank you. Have two boxwood plants in a like a water trough used for cattle, of course. It's like 4 feet by 3 feet.
Okay.
So fill with dirt and compost. We've had them for about a year. Now they're showing signs of distress, dropping leaves, brown leaves, and tried to look it up on the internet, and I just get too much information to deal with it.
You said they were boxwoods, Lee?
Yeah, boxwall, miniature boxwood plants.
Okay. Yeah, I've it's funny you ever have this question because I've actually had some texts from some customers in the last couple of weeks, and they're all terrified that they have boxwood blight.
Oh.
What I'm seeing currently, it's heat stress and it's not the blight, which is good. I had someone in the Heights, James, texted me the other day, and I said, let's trim off that section of the boxwood that's it's kind of turned light brown, like completely dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I said, trim all that off and do a deep watering, you know, more than just running the hose over the soil. Really soak that bed really well. And it may just require you, you know, over the nighttime hours just to leave the hose, you know, trickling. And then, you know, I think you need to
what about any fertilizer?
That's what I think. You need to kind of get some good nutrients in there to help it start regrowing. So, you know, probably a combination of the microlifes and, you know, a color star.
Okay.
I think super seaweed would be great too.
Super seaweed. Yes. Yeah.
That'll soak into the soil fast.
Yeah. You've had good luck with that, right?
Oh, I love yes. Yeah. Sherry, Anita, and Sandy love super seaweed.
And that's an easy product to apply.
Yes. Very easy.
Yeah.
But definitely trim off the stuff that doesn't look good, because there is a chance it is blight. And if that is happening, A lot of the newer varieties, they don't really get it. It's the old school Japanese boxwood, so I don't think it's blight. I think it's heat stress. But I would definitely prune that dead foliage off.
Yeah, I've got new growth on the one tree. It's not
as
bad. That's
good news.
And the tree that looks the worst has green stems, but just bare of the leaves.
Yeah, it's
that's what's got me puzzled.
Yeah, I think it's probably about to flush out. It's probably due to heat stress, lost all those leaves. And since you have green stems, I bet you'll see shortly, especially if you get some good water and fertilizer, it'll flush back out again.
Okay, should I water first, then fertilize?
Fertilize first, then deep watering. Get that fertilizer down into the soil.
Deep water.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got a moisture meter that shows it's got moisture in the dirt, but when I deep water, how will I know when it's enough?
I mean, it's a raised like cattle trough, right?
Yeah.
And it's got good drainage?
Yeah, I've got about 8 or 10 holes drilled in the bottom. It's sitting on two timbers.
Good. As long as it's got good drainage, I think your best bet is just trickle it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Get it really soaked. Any excess water will drain out of there, and I think that's going to get you the moisture you need.
And then
all right, we can do that.
Feed it with some super seaweed. Well, great. Thanks for the call, Lee.
Thank you. Appreciate all your help.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And speaking of super seaweed, we love our MicroLife. So MicroLife is all organic. I have it on my shelf. I've got 624 and seaweed always as my go-to. So feeding our outdoor family is so important, and MicroLife is a great product to do so. It's going to be a nutritional boost that your lawn and your landscaping really need, especially right now. So start adding your either your super seaweed or your 624. And we talked about earlier about the brown patch. This is a good time to add the brown patch, MicroLife brown patch, as sort of a jumpstart preventative to reduce any signs of brown patch that we may have. And you've heard Peter talking this morning about the Humates Plus. That is a great product if you've got some compaction. It's easy to spread. It's in a purple and white bag, I believe. So Humates Plus is another great product. And I know Sherry talks about super seaweed all the time. We just love the super seaweed. Anita puts it in her all of her potted plants and her watering cans. It's a great boost of nutrition for our plants and our garden. So you can find MicroLife at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. So MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLife is healthy for plants. It's healthy for food and it's healthy for people. So MicroLife products, it is a safe and wonderful organic product that we use in our lawns and gardens. MicroLife. We love our MicroLife. So it is on your shelf, Anita, I know. Mm-hmm. And you can buy MicroLife at Nelson Nursing Water Gardens and any of our Home Show Garden Pros carry it. So it is a great go-to for you. So we are going to take a break and we're going to come back and talk about more about our gardens and landscaping and signs. You know, you were just talking to somebody about their boxwoods and the what to cut off and what not to cut off. So let's sort of dig into that and find out, you know, making sure that we're not cutting too much. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 and we will return right after this.
Thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Sienna Mulch, everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rocheron. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, Landscaper's Pride. I love Landscaper's Pride. They have 27 different bagged products. They are also locally produced here in Texas. So it's good quality mulches and soils, just anything you need to choose from for your lawn and your garden. Fall planting is starting now. Yes, it's September. I promise it is. So they have mulches and soils for container gardens, shrubs, trees, and veggies. It's great for root support. So let's choose from, say, the Gardener's Magic. It is a good product for organic growing. It's a good medium. Screened pine, composted rice hulls, black humus. It contains everything you need. So this is a great go-to soil, the Gardener's Magic. And the Landscaper's Mix, that is quite the popular one. It's a great product for prepping your existing soils for the spring and the fall, like we are moving into. So Landscaper's Mixes, and you've heard me talking about the Black Velvet Mulch. It is wonderful. It is just a beautiful product. You can feel the quality in that Black Velvet Mulch. And I've spent about a month once a week on the weekend doing some mulching around some plants that really needed it. So Landscaper's Pride, they have 27 different products to choose from, and they are sold at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Landscaper's Pride, they're always local and top quality resources that they use. They've been in business since 2002, so they've been around and they've got great experience. And it's a one-stop shop with Landscaper's Pride, 27 different bags of products available. And you can find them at homeshowgardenpros.com for locations or at any of our Home Show Garden Pros sell Landscaper's Pride. It's another thing that's on your garden shelf. It should be.
Yeah, black velvet mulch is awesome.
Oh, I know. It's
you great. Know you got a good mulch when it's heavy. Mulch, a bag of mulch should be heavy, and that is the heaviest bag of mulch.
It is so heavy, and that's what I was saying at the break, that I can do about 2 to 3 bags at a time. It's a lot. It's a lot of work, but it is so worth it because the plants are so much happier, and they're absorbing and maintaining the water that I'm watering on them. It's not just running off.
And it's I always make sure people know it's technically not black. It's very, very dark brown. And
right.
It is organic because if you get a truly black mulch, it has a dye in it. This has no dye in it.
Good reminder.
Yeah. And the reason it is so dark is because it has so much compost in it.
Right. And you can feel that compost in it.
So it's, you know, if you need to mulch and you need to compost, you know, black velvet.
It's a great, in one bag.
Yep.
So it is a wonderful product. I love it. Anita, you had mentioned earlier, you made a great point about sort of determining alive or dead in our shrubs and our plants. So tell me again about the leaves. When I have brown leaves that are falling off versus brown leaves that are staying on a shrub.
Well, if you look out and you see a tree and it's gone completely brown and the leaves are still on the tree, that tree's gone. It's dead. But if it's got brown leaves and it's dropping, it's defoliating, it's not hanging onto the leaves, it's a tree that is responding to the drought in the best way it possibly can to survive.
Okay. It's ridding its extra leaves so it doesn't have to support them.
And Peter brought up a really good story about a tree at our shop.
It was actually in the drought last August. The crew missed a big Schumard oak, big 30-gallon Schumard oak. Didn't water it for 2 or 3 days. We came in and all the leaves had turned brown.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Tirso told me about it. I said, well, start soaking it multiple times a day.
Okay.
It dropped all its leaves, though. And a month later, it had flushed back out. And this happened in August, which is unusual. But the plant responded to not having water by shedding the leaves.
Uh-huh.
Got water. We actually fertilized it and put some compost on it, and then it reflushed out. So
wow, it survived.
Yep, and we sold it, I think, in December, and we planted it for a customer, and it's doing great.
So, oh, my gosh. Wow.
If you see the stress, do it now. Don't wait.
Don't wait.
No.
And that's a key. For me, it's walking around. I may be strange, but I love to pull weeds.
I kind of like it, too.
I just really like to pull weeds. And I do it in sections. And it's a really a good way to sort of keep an eye on what's going on. You know, whether you're thinking there's critters that are getting into your plants, or Anita was talking about ants earlier. Be careful about the ants because they're under the ground right now. But it's a great way to observe what is happening in your lawn and garden. And you find lots of things. Like I found a leak at one point, and then I found an issue where some mulch had been just totally blown away. So I had to kind of remulch an area. So, you know, it's a good thing to just walk around and observe.
Sandy, speaking of critters, what's going on with your pet armadillo?
And you told me last weekend what to do, and so far it's worked. Okay, so my lawn is heavy in Microlife and Azomite and all the good stuff. Nelson Plant Foods. I mean, my lawn is the place to go if critters want a snack. Well, the armadillos have obviously figured that out. And I don't live right on the bayou, but I live near it. But they are coming in from my neighbor's yard. From behind me. And I'm like, why don't they just stay in my neighbor's yard? Well, they don't stay in my neighbor's yard because my theory is they love my Microlife. Because I'll go and after I've done Microlife, you know, for a month afterwards, they'll be back there. And it's almost as though they're aerating. I mean, I don't want to take any business away from Ricky at Best Choice Lawn aeration, but the armadillos are doing a heck of a job of aerating.
They can dig.
Dig. But then they also, you know, bother some of my annuals too, which I've had to kind of replant because of them. But yes, so Anita had told me about them because I have done all sorts of funny things trying to keep them out. I've got 2 huge holes where they're coming underneath the fence. So what I did at one point, I got rocks and I got topsoil and then I got those little, you know, those little decorative fences and I put those down in the hole. Okay. They can break through anything. So Anita gave me another hint and we'll talk about what I did last weekend to keep Mr. Armadillo out when we return after this.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace final straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Don't make compromises. Make a statement with James Hardie Fiber Cement Siding. Beware of siding advertised as wood made better. Engineered wood siding is still wood. So, pests prey on it, weather ravages it, making it hard to hold its color over time. Moisture can cause it to swell and warp, and engineered wood is natural fuel for fire. In fact, no
Talk
wood is good. Build with the strength and stability of James Hardie Siding. Good. Learn more at homeshowradio.com/Hardie.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with the Nelsons from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And we have also heard from Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources, and Spring Gardens Nursery. And just to follow up, Anita gave me a great hint about the armadillo holes that I was having to fill. My original didn't work. And Anita said, use small, tiny pebbles, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, really small, because when they dig, they can't really grasp them and move them, and then they fall back in the hole. And Anita, so far, so good.
Yeah, they make a hole, and then all the pea gravel just rolls right back into the hole they made.
Yes.
Genius.
So far, so good. And we'll see Mr. Armadillo, but he has really been enjoying my micro life, that's for sure. So, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. We've talked about your location. Beautiful. I love the big trees. You're so lucky to be out there in the prairie, yet you've got these big, beautiful trees. And you've also got the ponds that people can look at and kind of get good ideas on maybe, you know, how much do they want to add if they want a water feature? Do they want just a bubbler, or do they want a full-fledged beautiful?
Try to show, you know, all the different things you can do with water.
Right.
So we've got from little, you know, self-contained little fountains up to, you know, the big koi ponds. You know, come feed our koi.
Come feed the fish. It's such a treat.
Yeah, kids love feeding the fish. So.
Uh-huh. And I promise your blood pressure will go down when you wander around at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Absolutely. It's a fun place to come. And, yeah, those trees, you know, Mom, Dad, and I carved that land out in 97. And we left those select trees, and they were, you know, 10 or 12 foot tall, and now they're big, awesome.
Right.
Oaks.
It's perfectly shaded. It's a beautiful.
And we planted some cypress trees too.
Yes, and those are huge. Those bald cypress.
Yep. 1997. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's great. Well, beautiful location, and you're always getting new shipments in. I know Mary's posting that all the time on different plants that we can choose from, and it's getting into that season where if anybody wants to plant fruit trees, those will be coming in again in the fall.
Yep.
And a great time to plant them.
Yes. Yeah. Fall, we always call it like second spring.
Yes.
Great time to plant. We actually that shipment just came in this week.
Yay.
All the fruit trees. Mm-hmm. I have a container of pottery on the water. We should have it in time, I think, for friends and family night. That Tuscan line is
good.
Kind of rustic.
Oh,
I love those pots.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So those are supposed to come in mid-October.
Okay.
We need them. We're basically sold out, so it'll be nice to get some new fun.
I got a tip about those Tuscan pots. There's one that's a cylinder. Mm-hmm. That is your hose. You drag a hose, it's tall enough and it's big enough that you can drag hoses around. It's not going to knock into your whatever you don't want it to knock into.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Oh, beautiful pottery. I mean, that's a whole nother area that you've got. And then the indoor plants is beautiful. Mm-hmm. You have it's a great location. So I appreciate y'all being here.
Fun morning.
Yeah, fun. So thank you very much. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.